verses from chapter 9, Bhagavad Gita as it is, the most confidential knowledge. Sri Bhagavad Uvacha Idam tu te kuyatamam pravakshyam yanasu yave gyanam vijnana sahitam yajgyatva mukshase shubhat. The Supreme Personality of God had said, "My dear Arjuna, because you are never envious of me, I shall impart to you this most confidential knowledge and realization, knowing which you shall be relieved of the miseries of material existence." 2. Rajavidya rajakuhyam pavitram idam uttamam pratyakshavagamam dharmyam susukham kartum avyayam. This knowledge is the king of education, the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting, and it is joyfully performed. Ashradhatana purusha tarmasyasya parantapa aprapyamam nivartante mrityusangsara vartmani. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Text 4. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagadavyaktamurtina mastani sarvabhutani na chaham teshvavastitaha. By me and my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. 5. Na cha matstani bhutani pashyame yogam aishwaram bhuta brinna cha bhutasto mamatma bhuta bhavanaha. And yet everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Although I am the maintainer of all living entities, and although I am everywhere, I am not a part of this cosmic manifestation, for myself is the very source of creation. 6. Yatakashastito nityam vayu sarvatrago mahan tatasarvani bhutani matstani tupadaraya. Understand that as the mighty wind blowing everywhere rests always in the sky, all created beings rest in me. Sarvabhutani kaunteya prakritim yanti mamikam kalpakshayi punastani kalpadau visrajamyaham. O son of Kunti, at the end of the millennium, all material manifestations enter into my nature, and at the beginning of another millennium, by my potency, I create them again. 8. Prakritim svam avashtabhya visrajami puna punaha bhutagramam imam kritsnam avasham prakritir vashad. The whole cosmic order is under me. Under my will, it is automatically manifested again and again, and under my will, it is annihilated at the end. 9. Nachamam tani karmani nibadanti dananjaya udasinavad asinam asaktam teshu karmasu. O Dananjaya, all this work cannot bind me. I am ever detached from all these material activities, seated as though neutral. 10. Mayadyakshena prakritihi suyate sacharacharam hetunani nakaunteya jagadviparivartate. This material nature, which is one of my energies, is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, producing all moving and non-moving beings. Under its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. 11. Avajananti mamudha manushim tanum ashritam parambhavam ajananto mamabhuta maheshwaram. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature as the Supreme Lord of all that be. Mughasha mughakarmano mughagyana vichetasaha rakshasim asurim chaiva prakritim muhinim shritaha. Those who are thus bewildered are attracted by demoniac and atheistic views. In that deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, their fruit of activities, and their culture of knowledge are all defeated. Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashritaha vajantyananyam manaso gyatva bhutatim avyayam. O Son of Prita, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. 14. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridavrataha namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. 15. Jnana yagnena chapyanye yajanto mam upasate ikatvena pritaktvena bahuda vishvato mukam. Others who engage in sacrifice by the cultivation of knowledge worship the Supreme Lord as the one without a second, as diverse in many and in the universal form. 16. Aham kraturaham jagna swadaham aham aushadam mantroham aham evajyam aham agnir aham hutam. But it is I who am the ritual, I the sacrifice, the offering to the ancestors, the healing herb, the transcendental chant. I'm the butter and the fire and the offering. 17. Pitaham asya jagato mata dhata pita mahaha vedyam pavitram omkara riksamaya jvarevacha. I am the father of this universe, the mother, the support, and the grandsire. I'm the object of knowledge, the purifier, and the syllable om. I am the rig, the sama, and the yajurvedas. 18. Gatirvarta Prabhu Sakshi Nivasa Sharanam Surit Nivasa Sharanam Surit Prabhava Pralyakstanam Nidhanam Bijamavyayam. I am the goal, the sustainer, the master, the witness, the abode, the refuge, and the most dear friend. I am the creation and the annihilation, the basis of everything, the resting place, and the eternal seed. 19. Tapamyahamaham Varsham Nigranam utsrajamicha amritam chaiva mrityuscha sarasachchaham Arjuna. O Arjuna, I give heat, and I withhold and send forth the rain. I am immortality, and I am also death personified. Both spirit and matter are in me. 20. Traividyamam sumapaputapapa jagner ishtva swargatim prartayanti. Jagner ishtva swargatim pratayante te punyam asadya sarinjalokam ashnanti divyan divideva pokan. Those who study the Vedas and drink the soma juice, seeking the heavenly planets, worship me indirectly. Purified of sinful reactions, they take birth on the pious heavenly planet of Indra, where they enjoy godly delights. 21. Tetam bhuktva swargalokam vishalam Shinye punye martyalokam vishanti evam trai dharmam anuprapanna gata gatam kama kama lapante. When they have thus enjoyed vast heavenly sense pleasure and the results of their pious activities are exhausted, they return to this mortal planet again. Thus those who seek sense enjoyment by adhering to the principles of the three Vedas achieve only repeated birth and death. 22. Ananyas chintayanto mam yejana paripasate tesham nityabdi yuktanam yogakshemam bahamyaham. But those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. 23. Ye pyanya devata bhakta yajante sharayanvita te pimam eva kaunteya yajantya vidipurvakam. Those who are devotees of other gods and who worship them with faith actually worship only me, O Son of Kunti, but they do so in a wrong way. 24. Aham hi sarva yajnanam bhukta cha prabhur eva cha natumam abhijananti tatvena tashyavanti te. I am the only enjoyer and master of all sacrifices. Therefore, those who do not recognize my true transcendental nature fall down. 25. Yanti deva vrita devan pitrin yanti pratir vrita bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti madhyajino pimam. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship the ancestors go to the ancestors. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. And those who worship me will live with me. 26. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya priyachati taraham bhakti paritam ashnami parita panaha. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, I will accept it. 27. Yat koroshi arashnasi yaj johosi dadasi yat yat tapasasi kaunteya tat kurushva mararpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. 28. Shubha shubha palayar evam mukshase karmaban nanahi sanyasa yoga yuktatma vimukto mam upaishasi. In this way you will be freed from bondage to work and its auspicious and inauspicious results. With your mind fixed on me, in this principle of renunciation, you will be liberated and come to me. 28. Samoham sarvabhuteshu nami dvesho stinapriyaha ye vajanti tu mam bhaktya maite teshu chapyaham. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. 30. Apichet sudaracharo vajate mam ananyabhak sadureva samantavya samyag vyavasitohi saha. Even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated in his determination. 31. Shripam bhavati dharmatma shashvach chantim nigachchati kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. He quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace, O son of Kunti. Declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. 32. Mam hi parta vyapashritya yepi syu papa yonayaha striyo vaishas tuta shudras tepiyanti param gatim. O son of Prita, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaishyas, merchants, and shudras, workers, can attain the supreme destination. Kim punar brahmana punya bhakti rajar shayastata anityam asukham lokam imam prapya bhajasvamam. How much more this is so of the righteous brahmanas, the devotees and saintly kings. Therefore, having come to this temporary miserable world, engage in loving service unto me. Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mami vaishyasi yukvaivam atmanam parayanaha. Engage your mind always in thinking of me, become my devotee, offer obeisances to me, and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Upanishadsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Sambade Rajakuhya Yoga Nama Navamodhyayaha Hari Om. Do chant.